Up next on NHL Fantasy on Ice, Rob, and they don't call him Davey Boy for nothing, break down all the fantasy angles, injury news, best pickups, and big board analysis. Plus their top DFS plays, and Davey brings his goalie master mentality to the pod. Ring the register. Cashing tickets for decades.
What's up, everybody? Rob Reese here with Dave Satriano and Bob Bender for the Thursday edition of NHL Fantasy on Ice. We're missing our boy, PDJ, who's big-timing it out in Denver, Colorado.
Davey boy.
Pete's out there, so I'm filling in today. We got Rob and I. We're back together. I love it. We got great banter. Let's go.
Let's do it. And Petey, what did he say before the show? He wants to text us his lineups?
He texted,
go enjoy Colorado Springs, Petey. Take a day off from the DFS, for God's sakes. Please.
He sent his lineups, but it's not loading on my phone, so we'll catch him later. He'll let us know who we pick.
I might need to read Petey's lineup, though, because I was struggling to make mine, Davey, at 7 a.m. this morning. But let's kick it off with some season-long stuff first. We have Vic Olofsson returning for the Buffalo Sabres. Davey, you and I both know he was a Calder favorite before he went down with injury. Now slated to take his normal lineup placement top line with Jack Eichel. What does it mean for fantasy owners?
It means that you have to get him back in your lineup. Buffalo needs something. They need some spark. I mean, they're what, 10, 12? They're too far out of the playoff race. As you said, he was a power play machine. He was in the Calder conversation. So
but
this
Davey,
is a spark Buffalo has.
But needs. Davey, they have Ralph Kruger behind them on the bench. That's enough spark, don't you think?
I would have thought so, yes. But now it just seems, I don't know. They need some positives. Eichel, Reinhardt, he's playing with them. So you're right. He's good pick tonight.
So I do have a couple leagues. I play in too many, candidly, here, boys. But I do have a couple leagues where Olofsson is available. I've debated personally picking him up. I think we discussed earlier this week, Bob, that we're kind of all out on the Sabres, as a lot of people are. But I think, kind of reading deeper here in the tea leaves, that this Buffalo team, I could just see them winning, raffling off a couple wins here with Olofsson back in the lineup, kind of giving that false hope to the fan base. So I would say, if he's available in your league, I would drop Davey, like maybe like a fringe top 100, top 115 ranked player in Yahoo to get Olofsson.
I have a guy like Dylan Strome who I just dropped this morning, not for Olofsson, but I would have if he were out there. So you're right. There's definitely players you can drop to get this guy back in the lineup.
And listen, I said it, as Rob mentioned, all out on Buffalo, but I'll say this right now, the fishiest line on the board, and we'll get to our picks later on, the fishiest line on the board is Buffalo favored over the Blue Jackets, minus 110. I guarantee you, as Robbie said, the Sabres win tonight.
No doubt about it. I had the same pick, Bob, before the show, too, written down here. And the thing, too, just real quick, Davey, with the Blue Jackets, Cam Atkinson out, Seth Jones out. I think this is maybe the decline here, but again, I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. I just wanted to kind of throw that out there and mark it down now today.
It's tough when you have a forward and a defenseman that are that key to your team that you lose, but just going back quickly on that, Rob and I are in a league together earlier this season. He needed a defenseman. I needed a forward. He traded me Atkinson. I traded him Giordano, and where are both those guys now?
It is the IR trade. In fact, my team in that the team name there is Inactive Auto Draft, even though I think I've made the most moves in the entire league. I think I was just kind of posturing, so if I do have a total flame-out loss, that it looks like I didn't really participate this year.
Right, but Atkinson 2 weeks, or at least another injury for him, so you're right. That's going to be tough for the Blue Jackets. And again, how long can Elvis keep this up, you know? So we'll have to see, but you could be right. They could be on the decline.
Davey, you're ready to fade on Elvis, huh?
I don't think he's left the building just yet, but he's gyrating those hips. He's on his way. He's dancing towards the side of the stage. Korpisalo's going to be back soon.
Okay.
So.
Wait, are we selling high on Elvis?
Davey, all of a sudden now, is dogging his guy, Elvis. And by the way, over the weekend, I asked Davey, hey, do you have a pick for me? And he said, fade Elvis. Colorado will beat Elvis. And it was not looking good until the third period, and Colorado got a couple in the net and ended up winning the game and beating Elvis. But now all of a sudden, Davey, Elvis's biggest supporter from game one, basically, before the season started. Now you're ready to dump.
I'm just, as you're saying, it's if you can sell him high, sell him high. If you need another position, how long, much longer is this going to last? Like you said, Korpisalo comes back, maybe it's a split or whatnot. So
yeah,
I do love Elvis, but I'd say he's a good chip right now to have.
I would say, Davey, keep him through the trade deadline, because I can see Kekalainen kind of getting a little crazy, making a move, trying to contend down the deadline with the spin, oh, we'll just wait until Seth Jones gets back, everything's fine, the house isn't burning down. I mean, same thing happened last year when they went kind of all in. look where it got them. It won them a playoff series. If they want to do it again, I think they can do it again. They have the tools to make the push, Davey. So I would say hold Elvis until the trade deadline, if you can.
That's a fair take. I would just say who knows how much longer it's going to last. I like the guy, 5 shutouts, 9 games, but he's pretty much at his peak right now, you'd think. So we'll see.
So we had the good news there with Olofsson returning. More of that story. Pick him up in fantasy if he's available. Some bad news here, Davey. Shea Weber out 4 to 6 weeks for the Canadians. Almost said the Coyotes. That would be wild. But it looks like it's sort of like an ankles-type foot injury for Weber again, which he's had multiple of over the past few seasons. Is this a guy that if you're in maybe the 5 or 6 position in fantasy leagues, are you getting rid of Weber if maybe your IR is a little too crowded in favor of a guy like Severson, in favor of a guy like Spurgeon that probably is available?
I would say yes, because 4 to 6.
So you minimum, should, probably.
So if it's 4 weeks, best case scenario, that's a month from now, which that's when your playoffs are starting or you're just about in them. So what is he going to do for you? He comes back and maybe you get a few games in the playoffs. So if you don't have the IR spots, I would say dump him. You mentioned a couple of guys that I like. Severson on the Devils, 7-point game point streak. He also has, from now until Sunday, he's got 3 games this week. 3 games in 4 days starting tonight against the Red Wings. He's a good add. Spurgeon, as you said, 2 goals in 2 games. So that's another guy. Or also a guy that I like. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. On Florida, Mark Pysyk?
Pishak, I think it is. Yeah, okay, something like that.
Maybe. So whatever it is, he's a defenseman.
We'll go with that, Davey.
He's a defenseman, but Quenville's putting him on the wing, and he had 3 goals. He's had a hat trick as a winger. He's had three points the other night.
Uh-huh. And wait, so he has two positions?
He's eligible as a defenseman and a winger. And yeah, when's the last time we saw Brent Burns, Dustin Byfuglien, maybe?
Wachowski or whatever for the Red Wings. So he wasn't getting hat tricks.
No one's radar. So this guy is a guy I'm saying, hey, great lineup flexibility. If he's playing forward, who knows? So those are 3 guys that I'd say in favor of Shea Weber. I would take those guys.
I'm with you, Davey. I'm a big Weber guy. Always will be, always have been. But let's just turn back the page here. A couple seasons ago when Carey Price was supposed to miss, in quotes, 4 to 6 weeks, it turned out to be a season-ending injury. I'm not really a Joe Rogan, Eddie Bravo, tinfoil hat guy here, but I will have to say, like, this Weber thing to me is a little murky, Davey, and I would hate to see a fantasy owner be burned by holding an injured player, hoping that he's going to come back for the fantasy playoff window. Myself, I would be more bullish and aggressive on this one. Say drop this player now in favor of one of those guys. Look, Severson's not going to blow you out of the water points-wise, Davey, but the category coverage is there, and Shea Weber, he is the king of category coverage. So, yeah, you're going to miss out on some points, but you're going to keep the hits. You're going to keep the blocks up.
Is Severson both your top choice? Is that the guy?
He's my top choice.
Robbie?
He's mine only, Bob, because I think for a team like New Jersey, these defensemen still have to log a ton of hard minutes. They've got to block a lot of shots in front of a young netminder, Mackenzie Blackwood. I like Spurgeon a lot for the Wild, but he kind of plays behind Dumba. He plays behind Suter. So I just feel like Severson truly is the guy.
Go pick up Severson. I'm going to text Chris Wassel, see what he thinks. I know he's all over the Devils. In fact, Davey boy, who's a bigger Devils fan, you or Chris Wassel? It's up for debate. Who's going to get the plaque in the concourse there in the Prudential Center? You or Wassel? I'm going to give that award out at the end of the season, so you better work hard for it.
I will give that award to him, but not that this surprises either of you guys, but I'll be at the Rock tonight against the Devils Red Wings.
I did not know that.
Got some free tickets for donating food. I'm
Devils
a good man.
Red
I donate
Wings.
I donate food. I get free tickets.
Devils
so.
Red Wings, Davey?
That's a hot draw.
That is rock bottom.
He's going to be watching from the Williams Sportsbook inside
William Hill Sports
Center.
Lounge. Yeah. I'll be there watching.
Is that where you'll be?
Yeah, I'll be watching the other games, seeing if Ovechkin can get 700. We'll see how my picks are doing. But Devils Red Wings, I mean, there's not many other places I'd rather be, right? So that's where we'll be.
And Davey, I asked you to go to the Prudential Center last night to get me the Bill Raftery. It was Seton Hall and Creighton playing at the Rock, the Bill Raftery bobblehead, and you declined. You couldn't get it from me. But now you're going to Red Wings Devils. Wow. And speaking of Ovechkin, by the way, and the schedule boys, I'll give credit to them. They gave me this nugget. Brian Tarakoni, Nico Torchia, the great man, Nico Torchia. Game 8-8-8 tonight at the Pepsi Center. If Ovechkin doesn't hit 700 tonight, I mean, the stars are aligned. He'll get it tonight, I think.
I mean, that is the sheer genius of our scheduling department to just kind of predict that all coming together. 888 for 700. You can take it to the bank from the scheduling department.
So you say 888. I was confused because he told me this too. That's not his 888th game, right? It just means...
No, the general 888 of the league.
It's game 888 of the season. Got the league season.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
I mean, the Devils Red Wings game is game 8-7. So the next one up is 8-8-8, Davey.
Well, I guess if it can't be 7-7-7, 8-8-8 is pretty good for Ovechkin to do it, right? So
yeah, I think the stars are aligned. Like I said, Ovechkin gets it tonight.
And one more storyline with that, Kuznetsov is out for this game for D.C., for Washington. And every time, Davey, you know it and I know it, that D.C., Washington, I don't know why I'm calling them D.C. today, but I am running with it. Every time they miss a big star player in their top six, they always play better. I think this is the little swift kick of the pants that they need to get out of the slump. I think they win this one tonight. And I did say Ovi's going to get a 700. I think I said that against the Islanders on Monday night. He did not. That was a pretty bad game. But I do think that, you know, the stars are aligned. He's definitely getting one tonight. His price is $9,200 in FanDuel, so it went down $200. I've got him in the lineup, Davey.
Well, let's hope he gets it tonight, because if not, it's going to happen Saturday against the Coyotes. At the same time, the Stadium Series is going to go on. We're going to have a lot going on here in the office. People are going to be watching. It's going to be tough. Let's hope he gets it tonight. Here's a quick little nugget I want to give you. Last guy to score 700. Do we know who it is?
This is a hot question. How long ago did he play?
It happened 6 years ago, almost exactly.
6 years ago.
I have no idea.
What year is it now? 2020 minus six, 2014.
2014.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, Davey, this is...
Correct answer, Jaromir Jagr.
Oh, wow. We should have gotten that.
He was on the Devils playing against the Islanders.
And you were
and
there.
And I was at the game, which was at Nassau Coliseum on my birthday. So that was a great birthday for Davey. Got to see Brodeur get a win. Mm-hmm. Got to see number seven. That was a... It's a great moment. How many times did you get to see a guy score 700 goals?
Nice, Davey.
They should
very
put a
nice
banner in the rafters there for you for being at that game.
So that was a little tidbit. It's been 6 years, and who knows how long it'll be after this before we see another 700-goal score.
I might do a column on that, Davey, a very long 2,000-word column. But other injury news in fantasy, Radulov, this just broke as we came on air to IR. This is a weird one, Davey, because he missed Saturday's game with an upper body injury, then played 15 minutes in Tuesday's game. Now he's out again. So I don't know if maybe he tweaked something, if he shouldn't have played Tuesday against the Canes, but he did anyway. If you have him, are you a little bit worried now? Because there was no details about this injury.
I don't have him, but I am worried, especially because you said we don't know if it's related. It might be unrelated to the injury that he had on Saturday that he missed the game. But he's on IR, which means he's got a retroactive to February 11th, so he has to be out a week. They got three games, so he's going to miss at least three games, including tonight against Toronto. Big part of their offense, obviously. I mean, Pavelski was injured, didn't play the other day. So this could – Jamie Benn stepped up and had a hat trick. But without Radulov, we know how big he is on their offense. So
he's 25% of it.
So that's a key part that they're missing. Who knows what's going to happen tonight in the next three games. It'll be interesting to see who steps up.
This has plagued the Dallas Stars for seasons and seasons and seasons, is their depth scoring. Without Radulov, they do not have that scoring threat on the power play. Only because, Davey, Tyler Seguin is non-existent this year in fantasy for goal scoring production. He's getting some assists. Sure, he's getting some shots like he always does, but he's not scoring. So this Radulov thing kills their entire right side of the power play, which to me, Davey, has a negative impact on the defense position. It has a negative impact on the forward position. And look at their goaltending position right now. Ben Bishop has not been playing well over his past three games. Anton Khudobin, on the other hand, has won three straight. So that Dallas team, who some people predicted to make the Western Conference Final, and I could see that happening. I just don't think they have the tools anymore. So even if you're making prop bets, if you're gambling that they're going to come back and win the Western Conference, I don't see it without scoring.
I had them to win the cup before the season, and you're right, it's kind of scary now just because of the injuries. You've seen the goalies, as you say, falter. But what gets to me is a guy like Roope Hintz. I mean, he's been hurt, but what has he done since November? You know, I mean, these guys who were supposed to step up, you mentioned, you take out that top line or those three guys, they have nothing. Yeah. So right now it's on Jamie Benn to do what he did the other day. Tyler Seguin's got to pick it up. If not, I don't know. I think they'll make the playoffs, but they could be a wild card team instead of a top three spot. Who knows?
You know who'd be a great trade pickup for them? Matt Zuccarello. And that's should have re-signed over the summer. That's exactly what they need, a player like that that can chip in top six. He can even play on the third line. He can play on the power play if you need him. That's the type of player right now that they are desperate for.
That was a head-scratcher that they decided to part ways with Zuccarello. And Listen, I could see it. The Wild, amazingly enough, the Wild are still in it, but Bill Guerin, and Robbie was right on top of this the other day with Bill Guerin's statement, if there's quit, more moves are going to be made. And then the Minnesota Wild, again, at home, they blow the doors off their opponent, amazingly enough. But yeah, Zuccarello would be a great fit for Dallas. And I have to just wonder, how does Tyler Seguin, a guy, a player of that caliber, he must be snake bit. He cannot get the puck in the net. It's crazy.
Yeah, and Davey, I know you and I were in multiple fantasy drafts this year where Tyler Seguin was slipping, and I think because of these depth scoring concerns, there's too much pressure on that player. And I'm not an apologist. I don't like to make excuses for anybody, but I think when you are a center of that caliber, you play sort of one way, one style, and you don't have a second-line center that can really carry the load. I know Pavelski's played there a little bit, but now he's on the wing. Hintz has played there a little bit, but as you mentioned, he's not scoring enough. So I don't think Tyler Seguin has all the tools to keep carrying the load. His back's hurting from carrying it this far. So I really think, Dallas, you got to look at the trade deadline. You got to look at Jim Neal as a guy who's not going to stand pat.
I think they're going to be very active. I think Seguin went like 13 games or something without a goal. You think by accident he would have scored one with that offense, that team. But just going back to Zuccarello, who you mentioned, and obviously he would be a great fit there. He's playing the Rangers tonight in Minnesota. I don't know what you guys think, but I think that carries over tonight. I think Minnesota gets another win tonight against the Rangers. I'm going to be watching that game. The Rangers play
from the
very
Prudential
well
Center.
Against the Jets. It's not. I will be watching on my my iPhone from the Prudential Center, bouncing around. I don't think that it's going to be a game. We saw what the Rangers did against the Jets. They just blew them out. But I think the Wild take this one tonight, too.
This is totally unrelated. I'm just asking you the question, Davey. You may or may not know the answer. Can you place wagers at the William Hill Sportsbook there? Is it a sports book or is it just a lounge where you could watch the other games?
No, you can place wagers there. And I will say this.
Hockey wagers?
You can play hockey wagers.
Not that we do.
You can place any sport wagers. They have the big board there. And I will say this. Last year, I was there when the Devils were playing, I believe it was the St. Louis Blues, with my friend from St. Louis. I looked at the board. If I were able to, I would have put down $10 on the Blues to win the cup because they were the fifth lowest odds there, and I would have.
What would you have made?
I don't even remember. They
were $1,000.
It was a little after January 3rd, so they were like still climbing. They were not in last, but they were right there. And I'm like, this team might make the playoffs, and look at what happened. Unbelievable. So, yes, you can place wagers.
Davey,
there.
Hindsight is 20/20.
But if you were to make that same wager tonight for a team in a similar position to the Blues, but this season, who would it be?
Well, I'll tell you this. It wouldn't be the Devils, who, by the way, on that board, because I was there Saturday, 1 to 9,999 is what the William Hill is offering. At that point, at that price, you might as well put $2 on them, right? If they somehow go
That's a waste of $2.
You're probably right.
I would save my money. I'd bank that, put that in a little, buy $2 worth of Tesla. You're better off doing that.
Davey, don't bail out on Robbie's question.
Right,
who would be your team? And then I'll answer it.
I would say, I don't know the price right now, but I'd say the Predators. I feel like they can't be that great of a price. I mean, they haven't been playing well, but they're definitely capable of making the playoffs and going on a run. I'd say if there was a team that is not have high, that doesn't have high odds, I would pick Nashville.
Bobby, who you got?
I don't know. I'm going by this, the seat of my pants right now. I don't know. Maybe Arizona. But to be honest with you, I don't know. Arizona, if they slip out of it, they may trade Taylor Hall. That could happen. That could happen. Are they going to slip out of it and trade Taylor Hall?
I don't think they're going to trade Taylor Hall, even if they slip out of it.
Really?
I just feel like that would be like, we gave so much to this guy, we at least have to see it through, and they want fans to think, hey, we'll try to re-sign him or whatnot. But that would be interesting if, in a week from now, you know, where Taylor Hall's on the move again.
I don't think they'll slip out of it that far in a week to trade Taylor Hall, but I don't know. Listen, Arizona Coyotes come to mind, the Predators come to mind, but God, I mean,
it can happen in the East too, though.
I'm looking at the East. I don't know. Who do you got?
I would say Florida because of Quenville and the experience. And the one thing that Florida hasn't had this year is Sergei Bobrovsky playing to the level that he can. All season long, I've gotten flack on Twitter. Oh my God, why do you have Bobrovsky so high in the goalie ranks? Because the guy has the ability to play like a top five goalie in the NHL, Davey. That's why I have him so high. I think it would be Florida. They've got Joel Q behind the bench. He's the mastermind. They've been a little bit banged up lately. When they get healthy, I think they could be the team that really makes that kind of run.
Well, a couple weeks ago or last week, we were going through the odds to win the Western and Eastern Conference with Nick Alberga, and I threw the Florida Panthers out as a very viable option at great, great money, great price for the Florida Panthers to win the Eastern Conference and represent the Eastern Conference in the Stanley Cup final. So that's not a bad choice, Robbie.
Well, here's the thing about them. You mentioned Bobrovsky. Remember what happened last year? Mm-hmm. The guy was terrible. He's been terrible in the playoffs for his whole career. What was he, like 5-14?
Yeah.
And he gets the Blue Jackets to the playoffs against the number one team, and he's amazing. So you're right. Regular season, Florida gets in there. He had this happen last year. Mm-hmm. I like Florida a lot, and they're not scared of anyone. They play all those teams in the division. They play them well. So right. that's a great price, and they're probably the team that I'd say I would take a flyer on them to get there.
Okay, we'll get to the DFS slate and the Thursday picks and all that good stuff in a moment. But, Davey, I expect a couple photos tonight from the William Hill Sportsbook. You enjoying yourself. I want them on Twitter, Instagram, the works. Can you do that for us and for the audience?
I'll do that for my Instagram story because we know I'm not a picture guy. I don't post pictures of myself on Twitter, usually just the experiences. But I will put it in the story. I'll send it to you guys. And also, I will be looking at every crevice under every seat for a Bill Raftery bobblehead.
Yes,
for
find
you.
Me. I will. There's got to be one somewhere in the suite somewhere. Someone left a Bill Raftery bobblehead, especially Seton Hall lost the game. Mm-hmm. So fans dejected, they leave, you know, they leave the bobblehead underneath the seat. Do that for me, Davey. And listen, you posted a picture with you and Patrick Sharp the other day. What was that about? And then we'll go to the picks because no one really cares about this stuff, but I do. Why were you with Patrick Sharp? And you look great in the photo, by the way.
It's a new default.
So let's just real quick. We all know, well, we probably don't know. I do Hockeyville USA every year. You know, they play in a community that doesn't have a hockey rink. Mm-hmm. And Patrick Sharp for NBC is the new spokesperson. So he was here in the office. I had never met him, but, you know, I talked to the PR girl and she said, hey, he wants to come up, see the office, you know. So we were talking. He went up to the, you know, where the Stanley Cup is in the office when they bring it, and he saw his name on the wall for the 3 cup wins. And she said, oh, do you want a picture with Patrick Sharp? And I said, yeah, the guy's won 3 Stanley Cups. Sure, I'll take a picture with Patrick Sharp. So I posted a picture, and every response was, everyone knew who he was, and every response was, wow, you're not the most good-looking guy in the picture. And I said, what? Come on. I mean, he's Patrick Sharp.
I was going to say.
I thought I looked pretty.
You make Patrick Sharp look good, Davey.
But
does that make sense?
My brain's in a pretzel.
No. Yeah, mine is too. Let's move forward here, Davey. You went a little too long with that story, and now I'm confused as well. But nice, yeah, it was nice to see you and Patrick hand in hand. And for some reason, you say the PR girl asked if you wanted a photo with him. For some reason, I think you sort of pushed that agenda, but that's okay.
I would have, but she said, oh, we're here. We should get a picture. And then she said, Patrick should do one for his boomerang. And I said, I don't know what
his
that is.
Boomerang.
He probably doesn't know what
people
that is either.
People still use boomerang?
So that was a thing, and yeah. So.
Anywho, yeah, now that we're talking about boomerang. So we've got the Thursday slate here, Davey. We had great picks, Pete and I did, on Tuesday, and Bob included. Now when you look at this Thursday night slate, sometimes your initial glance at the slate, for me speaking, I have no idea how to break this thing down. So we'll just start with Columbus-Buffalo. Odd game. We already touched on a few storylines for this one. I think just gut reaction, Buffalo is winning this game. Victor Olofsson was a huge contributor to their power play. He's almost got double-digit power play goals, and he missed a handful of time, Davey. So I think their special teams gets the job done, and they clean this one up.
I have Buffalo winning also. I'll take the under in that game, though. I think it'll be low scoring, maybe 3-2 or 2-1, something like that. So I think the Sabres win this one.
Okay, and then, I mean, there's not a lot more to say about it unless you have something to add, Bob.
No, I mean, I'm just looking at the board, and again, throw out some DFS players, ping-pong some DFS players. The one that stood out to me, and we talked about this team a little bit, Arizona at Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time believing Arizona loses this game. They're minus 150. I understand the Senators can spring the upset. Any team in the NHL can spring the upset, but considering how important these games are for Arizona, I would take them at minus 150 and call it a day and say the Yotes get it done against one of the worst teams in the league, let's be honest.
I feel like we've all used that logic before, Davey, and gotten burned by it. Like, it's just when Arizona looks good for a couple games, they lay a stinker. And I worry that Ottawa team led by DJ Smith just has that extra compete in them. They've all been slumping. Like, Pageau's been in a slump. Duclair's been in a slump. Brady Tkachuk's been a little quiet. I hope that tonight isn't the night that they break free, because I like the Coyotes here too. But I just want to throw that out, that this is a hard team to bet against.
No, you're right. I'm sure it will be. It'll be the night. Bobby will throw a little lettuce on it, of course, and go on record on the show and say that he likes Arizona and what will happen. The Ottawa Senators will win. But no, I do like Arizona in the spot situationally. Mm-hmm. What are you looking at, Davey? You're ready to go, putting your hand up. What's going on?
I got the Davey Watch game, which I'll be also watching from the William Hill Sportsbook. Edmonton, Tampa. I think the Oilers are going to win that game tonight.
Wow.
I like Mike Smith or whoever, whichever goalie starts, I think is a contrarian option. But you saw the way they played the other day with their first game without McDavid. I mean, Nugent Hopkins had 3 points. Draisaitl had four.
Yamamoto had two goals.
On the top line had 2 goals. I like those guys tonight. And I think that the Oilers are actually going to win this game. And you have the board there. I'm sure they're not favorites. So I'll put some cheddar on that.
Tampa Bay, big favorites. Minus 225. In fact, they opened up at minus 130.
Hammer the Oilers. Breaking news. Joe Smith of the Tampa Bay Times reports no Stamkos, Kucherov, or Cirelli tonight.
That's
my Lord, Davey.
Okay. Davey didn't even know those things when he had the Oilers. Now I'm even more confident.
But that's what's crazy, though, is that why did the line jump up from minus 130 to minus 225? We'll see that price go down. So if you want to take Edmonton, you better jump on him right now. Robbie with the breaking news.
You might
love
as well,
it.
Without those guys in the lineup, you might as well. I still worry about Edmonton. We all do. We've all seen the roller coaster ride that that team is, especially without McDavid. I can't see them putting together quality wins here, Davey. But without those top guys for Tampa, this is your time to capitalize.
Yeah, and like we said, Edmonton needs this game. They need all the points they can get. Their first game without McDavid, they played really well. You hope they can bring that over to tonight, and I think they can.
I'm looking at the Toronto game against Dallas. I'm always looking at the Toronto game, but this one in particular, without the Radulov news, I like what Toronto's been doing lately. I know Tavares is getting, they're all a little bit sick. I think he has the flu. Hopefully he plays in this one tonight, but I do like them. I'm still waiting to hear who's starting, whether it's going to be Freddie or Jack Campbell. But either way, I feel confident about the Leafs tonight. And Jack Campbell, if he's available in your league, Davey, I don't care if you've got a number 3 spot open or a number 4 spot open, try the 4th goalie spot with Jack Campbell. You're not going to be disappointed. That could be the difference for you in a week-to-week matchup.
There was one league I was in where I could have acquired him, and I didn't. I just wasn't sold yet. I didn't know also when Anderson comes back, how much is he going to play. I mean, we know they got him because they needed a backup goalie, but you're right. He's got the offense now. It's quite the difference from L.A., so if he's available, he's a good pickup. But another guy in that game, what about Zach Hyman, right? He's got like 9 points in 9 games. You and I were talking about this the other day. He's a guy where his line mates are going to be, he's either going to be playing with Matthews, Tavares. He's going to have the chances.
Yep.
He's very cheap, and he's only like 20% owned, I think, in Yahoo League. So there's a guy that can help you for sure.
Let's take a little trip to Las Vegas. We all know what the St. Louis Blues, unfortunately, are dealing with. They had some travel issues where they decided to stay back. I believe it was in, where were they playing?
Anaheim.
Anaheim. They stayed there, then decided to travel to Vegas today. Vegas favorites, minus 150. Listen, is St. Louis going to be ready and raring for this game? I hate to take that angle and approach, but I think Vegas gets it done at home tonight. I don't know if there's any players you're focusing in on from a DFS perspective in this game, but I would pay the price minus 150 and take the Knights.
Vegas needs it more. The only player that I'm going with for Vegas is Shea Theodore, just because he gets exposure to the top two forward lines and the top power play. The forward lines, Davey, Pete and I were talking earlier this week, they're just a little bit too inconsistent. They're all jumbled up, so the stacking options are pretty limited there. It's a very much a heavy gambling play. If you go with the Stone Pacioretty stack, I prefer to do a safer conservative standalone option, get Shea Theodore, and get the exposure.
I have Mark Stone. I mean, he did have 5 points a few games ago, but other than that, he's been quiet. But the interesting thing that I'm looking to see is Jake Allen started against the Ducks the other night. They only played 7 minutes, and the game got postponed. So what are they going to do tonight? Do they go back to him, or is it Jordan Binnington now?
They got to go with the big guy.
That's what I would assume, that it'll be Binnington. But it's just something interesting to look at, because both those teams are playing tonight, and they had the wipeout. So what do they do for their goalies is something I would look forward.
That's definitely a gutsy play, Bob, I think, because of the storyline, too. Like, I don't even want to target that game in DFS, just because it's like, does St. Louis just have that extra gear to rally around the tragic news? Like, that's something, again, like, it's just too hard for me to predict. You know what game I'm going to be watching, Davey? I don't even have to talk about it. So, big 700 tonight.
Well, we're going to be watching that game. It's a little late for you, though, right? If he doesn't score in the first period, are you still going to be up?
I'm a little upset that it's a 9:30. I was hoping for a soft 9 where I could catch the first period comfortably.
Well, here's the deal, Robbie. You know, Pete's not in the office, so why don't you come trotting in tomorrow? I mean, you have permission from me around noon.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah. Appreciate it, brother.
I'll clear it with Petey.
Uncle Bob.
You want to watch Ovechkin get his 700th. They're your team. This is probably the best game on the slate. I have no idea what's going to occur as far as who wins the game. I would lean towards taking the over, considering the goalie situation in Washington. They've been unable to stop the puck. Over 6.5, but Yeah, listen, this is all about Ovi and 700. We talked about it. Game 888.
You know, we've seen this before. I mean, these teams, I think they're just looking forward to the stadium series. Colorado, right? They're going to be at Air Force on Saturday night. I mean, we've seen how well, yeah, what it looks like. And all, there's a plane there. There's a runway. Wow. We've seen the players are amped up for this. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Caps get that done for Ovi and the Avalanche just fall flat today.
Now, that is a heavy-hitting insider analysis, Davey, that you consistently deliver to the program. So Big Pat on the back.
There's a runway and a plane. So let's take
hammer Washington.
Hammer Washington because there's a runway and a plane. Okay. But what about the Kings last night? They demolished.
Don't get me started on this Calgary. That's a mess. That is a mess for the Flames. How can they drop that game?
I don't know how they lose that game, but what I'm more upset about is before the season, I was talking to you, Bob, and I said, my lock of the century is the Kings over, 72 points, whatever it was? I think they're at, 45 now. I'm like, I didn't
what are
think
they on pace for, 65?
I can't be on pace for 72, but I'm just like, this is, you have to be really bad to not have 70 points.
It's a good job of handicapping, Davey.
We'll see. Maybe they go on a run after they unload everyone from their team, but not looking good right now.
Well, kind of using your source of logic there, I would take Washington tonight. Going back to what we said earlier in the program, they always step up when someone else is out. The best DFS play in this game, though, Bob, is not Ovechkin. It's actually Lars Eller, who has been on a tear lately. He's scoring flashy goals. He's going to get top 6 minutes without Kuznetsov, and he's going to get the exposure.
And he's a long-lost cousin of Pete Jensen, which...
That's right. We discovered on Tuesday.
Yes, we discovered on Tuesday that Pete is Danish. I didn't realize that.
Yes, I knew this because we talked about the four or five Danish players in the NHL. He loves all of them. Of course, Frederik Andersen. I don't know any of the other three.
Lars Eller.
I don't know. All I know is that I have put the request in for Pete Jensen to come in with the Danish flag draped all over his head and face, sort of like what that player on the, who's the Ibaka, I believe.
Serge Ibaka?
Yeah, with one of those, like a Danish scarf. He could walk around the office. That would be nice. All right, so give me your DFS lineups, and then I'll read Pete's lineup because he's chomping at the bit. I mean, he's got to get his lineup in, right? So why don't we start with Robbie? Are you ready for your DFS lineup? Then we'll go to Davey. Then I'll read Pete's.
Oh, Nick Ehlers.
Ehlers.
Wow, that's okay. Bjorkstrand. This is an Olympic team here.
I think there's
Ehlers,
five
Bjorkstrand,
guys,
Eller, Nielsen, Franz Nielsen, Bodker. Is he still in the league? I don't know.
Just missing a defense.
I think Petey and Nick Ehlers have a sleepover schedule over the summer. And I think Lars Eller is going to pop in and he's going to bring the snacks.
Nick Jensen for the Caps is not Danish, though, Davey.
I know. I thought that they might be related somehow, but I guess
you're right.
Not.
They do need a defenseman. All right. Read the lineup here. I made this one. This is the pre-coffee lineup, which I'm going to – this is not a good lineup. I'm just going to throw it out there. I'll call a spade a spade. I'll call my own bluff. This is a bad lineup. Do not play this one. Dylan Larkin, Mantha stack. Mantha's returning tonight, Davey, so that's big implications for the Red Wings.
He actually played the last game and had 2 assists.
Well, look at
which
me.
I thought you knew, so that's why you had him. But hey, it's okay.
I might need to update a story I actually wrote about him this morning. Stand by on that. Don't go to the website and look for it yet. I have Kunin for the Wild, who stacked with Galchenyuk. I mean, that is a poor play, but I've got it. I have Ovi, Fiala. Wow, I have 3 Wild. This is nuts. Tony D'Angelo, John Carlson, and Cam Talbot.
So you'll be watching the Wild Rangers game is really what it comes down to.
Well, I've got a lot of chickens in that one.
So my lineup, I've got for centers, I got Nugent Hopkins. I stacked him with Yamamoto. I mean, I think they're gonna light up the Lightning today. Center, I have Braden Schenn. I just felt like he was a good price, but I might swap that out. Wingers, Chris Kreider. He scored 2 the other night against the Jets. I got Landeskog. I mentioned Stone. Defense, Mark Fyshek.
I don't know.
We'll
I don't
have
wanna...
to learn how to print. We'll have to learn how to say that one.
Go with that, Davey.
Yeah. And I got John Carlson because he's amazing. That's all I can say about that. And goalie, I might swap this out, but Mackenzie Blackwood's going for his 3rd straight shutout. He's playing the Red Wings.
Gee willikers.
Red Wings, 7,500. But if you have to go with another guy, I'd go with Mike Smith. So not that those are 2 great options, but they're my options.
Okay, before I read Petey's, Rob, a little traffic here since we gave William Hill Sportsbook about 15 pops. Give FanDuel their note here.
Yeah, we have a FanDuel contest every Thursday called NHL Fantasy on Ice Leaderboard Series. Davey, Pete, and I are all involved in a real close heater right now. I think we all had a poor showing. No, P had a decent showing, I think, last week. You and I had a bad showing, Davey, so hopefully we can brush off the rust from this one.
Okay, so get in the contest, all that good stuff. Ready for PD's lineup?
Let's do it.
Eichel, McKinnon, Mantha, Olofsson, Fiala, Gorianov, he did that for me, mm-hmm. Provorov, Graves, Bobrovsky. I would say just first glance, this is a bad lineup from Petey, but that's because he's out there enjoying the runways and the airplanes out there in Air Force, Davey.
I don't like any of our lineups, Davey. And I think I will say, I'm just going to let the listeners know, I'm going to change my lineup throughout the day. I'm not rolling with that. I woke up real early this morning without an alarm. I made the lineup. There was a jackhammer outside my window. I moved apartments in January. Total mistake. And have not been sleeping well since, Davey.
This guy, Rob Reese, he arrived in the office today after me. Is that the first time that ever happened?
I came in dragging my head. I was tired.
Don't throw him under the bus.
I'm in there typing away, and Rob isn't there. I'm saying, what, is he off today? Is he coming in?
Davey's in there doing the morning reports and all the accounting from yesterday, and here I am trudging in late. I've got the network today. I've got the pod.
He's ready to go. Okay, yep. And so for best bets, listen, we talked about it. This board is a little murky. Mm-hmm. There's too many games. If I were to give my best bet lock of the evening, boy, mm-hmm. oh boy, I would probably, listen, this is, it's just unclear. I like Toronto, I do, and I do like Buffalo. I don't want to steal the picks, and I do like Arizona, mm-hmm. but again, the confidence level on all these, the over in the Colorado game too. Listen, sometimes you look at the board and it's just not clear. Tonight it's not clear for me.
The board is weird. I think we can all agree on that. For my locks, what I would say, Buffalo's winning tonight for sure. I like that there's a little road favorite appeal in Calgary. Like, after laying that bad one last night, there's no way standings-wise they can lose tonight. So I would take the Flames. And then going back to Washington here, there's always something about that team. We just buried the goalies in the ranks, Davey, for the top 25 goalies available on NHL.com/fantasy. The minute you do that, I had a shower thought this morning. The minute you bury those guys, they're going to have a huge game tonight, whether it's Sammy going or Holtby going. So pay attention to that, too.
I think these guys look at our rankings and say, hey, I'm on the outside. I'm on the others. Mm-hmm. I'm not in the list, so I got to play better. But my locks tonight, I got the Panthers over the Flyers. Mm-hmm. Panthers at home.
That's interesting because Carter Hart looked great against the Panthers earlier in the week. Should I not start him against Florida tonight? Because I have him in season long.
I probably would say if you have other options to do that, but I just think after that game, and Panthers played well against the Devils, but they're at home. They need this one. They got to get back in the race. Mm. So I got the Panthers. I actually have the over in the St. Louis-Vegas game. I just feel like it's going to be high scoring. And then, as I said, my Davey Watch game, it's not the Red Wings Devils, even though I'll be there. I got the Oilers with the upset over the Lightning tonight.
Okay, very nice, boys. Excellent work. Petey, enjoy Denver, Colorado Springs, wherever you are this evening. And no show Friday, so enjoy. And what is it, a three-day weekend, right? No work on Monday?
Not for us. I mean, I don't know about you, Bob, but Rob and I will be here Monday.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Well,
yeah, we're working President's Day.
Well, you guys get the overtime, though, for that. Well, sorry to bring that up. So no podcast on Monday because I will be enjoying my President's Day.
We'll be here watching the games, afternoon games.
You have. Yeah, I've earned it. Put a bow on it, Robbie. Again, thanks for listening, everyone. We appreciate it.
So keep sliding in the DMs. Hit us up on Twitter with any last-minute questions. I'm at NHL Reese. Dave is at?
Still at David Satriano. I haven't changed it.
Okay, I never remember that. And Bob is at AirChecked. So hit us up there. If we miss anything, also check out other great shows in the NHL Podcast Network. We have Draft Class, which is a little... What do you say? What's going on in Draft Class,
Bob? We're actually doing a show tomorrow, actually. We got some Team USA head coach, all that sort of stuff, National Development Team program. Mm-hmm. Mike Morreale and Adam Kimmelman will be ready and raring to go Friday.
And they've had some big interviews on that, including the potential number one pick in the draft. So definitely check that out.
Lafreniere, Byfield, those guys know it inside and out. The international listeners love it. So thanks for the pop on that. Puck Culture with Jackie Redmond. She was out sick, so we'll resume next week with that program. Executive Suite. Jen Bolano, Pittsburgh Penguins, excellent. Mm-hmm. We're doing some stuff at the GM meetings in Boca with her, so check that out. Catch up on those episodes. And Davey, what do you want to say before we wrap it up?
I'll say let's not forget NHL at the Rink with my guy Kevin Weeks was on the show
other
day.
That's correct, too. I forgot about that also. Yeah, Kevin Weeks.
Give that a listen if you haven't already.
Had some interesting thoughts on Hanky Panky, and we went around the league with him. He was pretty good.
So got a lot to listen to, a lot to look forward to this weekend, as we're not going to be here, so you can catch up on all those. And we got some.
And Davey, enjoy the William Hill sports book. We'll
yeah,
William
last
Hill
pop.
Another pop. Yeah, last pop.
We are not sponsored by them. I just want to disclaim
Gee,
that.
Gee, willikers. Okay, and so now Robbie has to say the final lockout, which is what?
Everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for your patronage. Please leave a 5-star review. A little stagnant there lately. We're up to 219 total. We got a real 5-star average, so keep those coming. Leave us some nice words. And for that, we'll talk to you next week.